Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Samaches, the very end of Hay. I thought I finished by, I left at one important point. We'll start Shin Samaches in a moment, but there's one last point that I forgot to make, and that is, I don't even mention this, the last line of the Ramah on page 468. Simon Shin Samaches, the very end of Seif Hay. It says that a person, if he wants, can make the Erev every single Shabbos. The Ramah said that it's better to make the Erev once a year. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's better to make it every Shabbos. And then when the Ramah says, if you do make it every single Shabbos, it's not so bad. Im reitzim arv kol Erev Shabbos, fine. V'le'achol ha'erev kol Shabbos, hershus b'yodam. Even though the Ramah's opinion is that it's ideal to make it once a year, so you should not forget. But if you want to make it every single Shabbos, go right ahead. And what's the advantage of making it every single Shabbos? You'll be able to eat the bread as part of your Shabbos meal. So the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chaf Beis V'lechol Ha'erev Kol Shabbos Mishum Dehoyel V'Isavid Be Mitzvah Chada Yisaved Ba Mitzvah Achrita. It's a nice thing to do that since you've used the Eruv Chatzeres, the bread, in order to make one mitzvah. You made a bracha Asher Kedushon B'Mitzvahs V'Tzivanu Al Mitzvahs Eruv. You've brought everyone together. That is the mitzvah of Chazal. Now you can use it for another mitzvah of Suda Shabbos of Lechem Mishnah. So there's a very interesting Dirshu here. It's number 21. Number 21 is not in the, it's not on the left side, but it's all the way in the back. You have to know all the way to the back where if you have this edition of the Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu edition, page 21. And here he says, Ulechatchila, let me just make sure I have the right one. It's number 22. Not 21, number 22. Again, on page, it's on page 21 in the back. It's number 22. The Hazman Shiroi Lo'ichla, cause of Haramah, Sheyiv Salecha B'suda Shachris. The Ramah, it's not here, this Ramah is somewhere else. It's ideal, I'm not exactly sure where this Ramah is. The ideal time to eat, I think this is the ideal time to eat the Eruv Chatzeres is in the morning. Do not eat the Eruv Chatzeres Friday night. I'm not exactly sure why not. Maybe because if you eat it Friday night, you have an early Shabbos, you might eat the Erev before the Shabbos really begins, and then you're not going to have a kosher Erev, so you should wait until Shabbos morning. The ideal time, if you do want to eat the Eruv Chatzeres, so your custom is to make the Eruv Chatzeres every Shabbos, eat it in the morning. Aval b'taz mashma, sheyishtamshu b'pas Erev l'lecha mishne, shel sudas arvis v'shachris, v'yivotsu olecha b'sudas shlish. Very interesting. You should use the bread of the Eruv Chatzeres for part of your lecha mishne at night and by day, but don't eat it. You need two loaves of bread, two breads, two chalas. So you eat the one, eat the other one, but the second one should be the Eruv Chatzeros for Shachar, Ma'ariv at night and then by day, and then for Shalosh Su'udos, then you should eat it. Exactly. That's the same thing you do, the Erev Tavshun is what you should do lechatil with Eruv Chatzeros if you have it every single Shabbos. And the Akaf Achayim, something very interesting. We don't do this because we learn many times, we're going to learn this in much more detail later on, that in Bizman Hazeh we just make one Eruv which really captures both the Eruv Chatzeres and the Shitufei Mavos. Today it's very complex. What is a Mavi? What's an Eruv? So we just merge everything into one Mishmash hybrid Eruv which serves to both. But ideally, in time of the Gemara, when you got two, you had an Eruv Chatzeres and a Shitufei Mavos. The Akaf Achayim, Hevi Mishar Hakavanos, Shaharizal. Noag lift soya besudas halayla al pas shetufei mevaos. At night, he by the Friday the night meal he would eat the bread from the shetufei mevaos uvesudas shachris al pas eruve chatzeros. And in the morning, he used the bread from the eruve chatzeros. Now, what do we see from there? We see many things. Number one, he made every single Shabbos. He made an eruve chatzeros, not like what it says in the Ramah. His minhag was to make Eruv Chatzeres every single Shabbos because he's eating it, right? He's eating it. Number two, he used bread for the shituf. That's unusual because for the shituf lechatchila, you're supposed to use wine. The Eruv Chatzeres we use bread. The shituf we use wine. We use wine. The Arizal used bread for both, for the Erev and the Shituf. And number, obviously he made sep, not like we do today, we merge everything together, we do everything we do. He had two separate Eruvim, the Shituf and the Erev, and one was at night, one was for the day. So that's the interesting point. It doesn't say what about shalosh shuras. Exactly right. So what? It's another point. Point vakeir shalosh shuras. Yeah. Okay. Enachlami. Okay. That was an interesting point. He mentioned, someone mentioned to me that Rav Moshe has sefer over here from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, so his minhag was to make it from Switzerland. This is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, not the Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik's father. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik from his university, but rather Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, his cousin, right? It's a cousin. It's a cousin from Switzerland. It's a beautiful sefer called, what's the name of the sefer?
Vaish
Moshe. So all his minhagim, different chiddushei Torah, he made it every single Shabbos. He was mach, but he felt that it was such a beautiful mitzvah. Why should you do it only once a year and lose out on the bracha? You should make it every single Shabbos. I mentioned yesterday. What about, do you make a bracha if you live in a community where there's an eruv? Like, let's say over here, for example, in Flatbush, and there is an eruv. There are, as far as I've heard, three different eruvim. Whoever is in charge of the area, they obviously make an Eruvi Chatzeres for the entire Flatbush. And let's say for whatever reason you do not use this communal Eruv, and you have a little courtyard in your backyard with your neighbor, you want to join together and you want to have your own private little Eruv joining your two backyards, or if you're a dead end street, that itself is very interesting. But let's say you want to make your own private Eruv and you need to make an Eruvi Chatzeres, do you make a bracha? So I asked this yesterday to a Pesach in Torah Vadas, his name is Rabbi Shverin. So he told me it's a very difficult question, and there's no clear answer. And he told me generally his understanding is people do not make a bracha, even though you don't use the communal Eruv, but being that they have already made an Eruv Echatzeros, so it's Savik Brachas Lahakel. So generally speaking, we don't make a bracha, but it's not in this type of community where you make an Eruv Chatzeres. He says there are people that do. He says he does know there are people that, if someone's a very big Talmud Chacham, you know the sugis. You know, most people like me, I don't know from nothing. I don't know, these are very difficult in Yonim to understand how all these things work. So I just do. I used to live on the Lower East Side. My father was very Shaykhus to Rav Moshe. So my father, my father says that my father, Lower East Side, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says no. So that was the end. It wasn't political. It wasn't something like you think about. So you don't do it. But I don't understand how all these things work. This is way beyond me. But they told me that people that know the halacha inside out and fully understand how things work, and they mamish hold like a Moshe, and they hold that if you carry it flapish, you mamish mechal Shabbos. So some of those type of people will make a bracha because they hold it's not an Eruv Chatzeres. But the average person is not into these things, just different opinions. So there's an Eruv. So you don't make a bracha. You make Eruv Chatzeres. If you don't want to use the Eruv, so you don't use the Eruv, and you make Eruv Chatzeres, but you don't make a bracha. That is what he told me. That's the general thing. Okay, now we go to a new sugya. Sugya of Simin Shin Samach Tes Ve'ezo Eifen Maknin Ha'erev Bo Sif Echad. One Sif. Short Simin, but it's very complicated. There are a lot of Choshem Mishpat in Yonim in this Simin. Hanoi Sein Mos L'Nachtan V'Amaloi. A person gives money to a baker V'Amaloi, and he says to him, Yavohu B'nei Hechotzer Liknoi Smimcha Kikor L'Erev Zichei Li Be'Erev. I want to be a partner in this Erev. This coin, Einoi Erev. Now, this needs some background. Many of you have learned Masechta about Mitzia, and you're very well aware that there are different ways to acquire property min HaTorah. How, if you want to buy metal, I want to buy a sefer. You go into a store, let's say it's like wheat, let's say you want to buy a bushel of wheat, you want to buy some flour. You go into a store and you give the storekeeper, you give him money, kesef, you give him $5, $10, $1, whatever it is. This is for purchase of this, of the wheat, of what I want to acquire. Metal, things that are movable, not land. We're dealing with an object which can be, I want to buy a loaf of bread. Here's a dollar. Do I legally own the loaf of bread? At this moment in time, I've given him the dollar. He has picked up the dollar, made a full-fledged kinyan, and put it in his pocket, put it in the cash register. And the loaf of bread is still on the table. I have not touched the loaf of bread. No one has touched it. Do I, at this moment in time, own the loaf of bread? So the answer is, the Minatara, according to some opinions, yes. Minatara, yes. I own the loaf of bread. I've given him the money. Midrabbanan, no. The Rabbanan have come along, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, I don't own the loaf of bread because I must do Mashiach. Until I physically take it and pull it into my Rishus, I pick it up, it's not mine. Why? What's the reason? Because Nisru Chitecha Belib, because we're afraid what will happen if I give money to buy grain, and then the grain is stored in some silo, and I live far away, and then in the middle of the night, the person who the seller sees that the silo is going up in smoke, there's a fire, so the owner of the silo will say, why should I get out of bed? I'm tired. It's cold outside. It's raining. Why should I go put out the fire? I sold it. It's not my property anymore. This afternoon, someone came and gave me $100 to buy all the grain in this silo. He told me he's going to send a truck tomorrow to pick it up and to transport it to his factory. In the meantime, it's sitting in my silo, but it's not mine. I already received cash. I've already given it to him. So it's not mine. So let it go and burn. What do I care? It's not my property anymore. Chazal were not happy with this attitude, and obviously this is not just an isolated case, but you can expand upon the whole mindset of such an approach. And they said, we don't like that. We don't want that a person, when he sees that the property of your friend is being destroyed, you're going to sit back and say, I don't care because I already sold it. It's not mine when it's still in your possession. So they said, the person who has given you the money does not yet own it until he takes it into his rishus. Therefore, if you let this grain burn overnight, and tomorrow morning he comes and there's nothing left, you will have to return the money that he gave you to purchase this grain. Until, of course, the buyer has taken the grain into his possession. So the bottom line is, forget about the alumnus, when you give money for something, you do not yet own the property, the object you are attempting to purchase. The only way you legally become the owner of what you give money for is when you take it into your possession. Now, in Eruv Chatzeros, generally, halacha l'maisa, that's really what we're going to go with now, is people are very generous. I mean, what's the needle anyway? Dealing with a box of matzah, okay, it costs $5, $10, whatever it is, and one person buys the box of matzah for the entire community, and you give it to your friend picks it up, I'm the host. I'm going to be the host on behalf of the entire community. I'm going to pick it up on behalf of the entire community. Everyone's going to have a schus in this loaf of bread. Now, the case over here of the Mechaber is where we have a baker. Everyone in the courtyard, let's say there are 10 people. They won't have an Eruv Chatzeros. Everyone is busy. They're working. They're all working in technology. Or they're working in services. So no one's into baking. No one's... is busy baking bread in their home. But we need bread. There's a baker in the community. So everyone goes to the baker and they tell the baker, one person goes and says, I want to buy a loaf of bread on behalf of my entire courtyard. And when I give you the money for the loaf of bread, you're going to give the loaf of bread to someone else, and that person will pick it up on behalf of the entire community. There's one smart guy in the courtyard. He knows that this is going to happen. The bread will be bought on behalf of the entire courtyard, but he also wants to contribute privately. I also want to be a part. I want to pay my part. I don't want to take gifts. So he comes to the baker and he says, I know that tomorrow, it's Erev Shabbos, someone's going to come to buy the bread on behalf of the entire community. I want to give my part. Here's a dollar. Here's a dollar for the bread. Take the dollar, and that dollar should be my part. I don't want to be a schnarr. Let the someone else will pay for the whole community, but I want to give my dollar. So tomorrow, someone comes along, and he buys the bread for the entire community, and then the baker takes the loaf of bread, and he gives it to another person to be zeicha on behalf of the entire community. We have a big problem here. The problem is, since this one person gave a dollar to buy it, the baker says, everyone else is going to get it. It's a gift. They're free riders. But this guy, he wants to buy it. Good for him. He wants to buy it. So let him, he owns his portion. The only problem is, he never made Mashiach. He gave kesef, and kesef is not a valid kinyan. So he never became a true partner in the loaf of bread. Everyone else got it because they were part of a group of people that acquired a midin zechiyah. The baker said, but for this guy, I'm not giving it as a gift. This guy is getting it because he owns it. Why does he own it? Because he paid for it. The only problem is the baker and this person who paid for it are not telling me they chachamim to know that if you give money for something and you don't actually take the object into your possession, you don't own it. So he's left out in the cold. The money he gave did not bring him, make him the owner. It's kesef. Kesef is not a valid kinyan for mitalton. There must be meshicha. Meshicha there was not, because he did this in advance. The next day when they made zechia on behalf of the entire community, they realized there are two groups. There's the group that's getting it as a gift, and then there's the group that bought into it. So the one that gets it as a gift, it's going to go through, it's going to work, because they're going to do it properly. But the other person, there was a kavan that he should become an owner. But he never actually made the kinyan, and the only thing that he did to become an owner was giving money, and money doesn't work. So it comes out, he's out in the cold, and it's not good for him, it's not good for the entire community. And that's what it says here, and it's a little bit complicated, and that's the idea. This brings out a whole, you think you're being smart, you outsmarted yourself. I want to be a tzaddik, I want to pay my own bills. You outsmarted yourself, you didn't do it the right way, you lose out, you're not even part of the Erev. So let's see again, Hanois and Moslan, if a person gives money to a baker, the Omar Lo, and he says to him, if tomorrow morning, tomorrow's Friday, if they're going to come to you, people of my courtyard, to purchase from you a loaf of bread for the purpose of the Erev, I also want to pay my part. Let me also have a merit. Let me also be a partner in the Erev, because I'm giving you cash. Me'ozo, this coin that I'm giving, guess what? He ruined it. He outsmarted himself. Einoy Erev, it's not an Erev. And here the Chaber goes on to say a chiddush. Afilu Erev hachenveni l'chol ho'acherim v'zoch gam lohem imohem. Even if they made a zikui, they went and the baker went and gave it to a third party, and the third party picked it up on behalf of the entire community. Doesn't work. Now let's see the Mishnah Berura. Mishnah Berura Sifkan Aleph. Afilu Erev Lachem B'Lichol Achedim. Rotsu Loimar. Al Yidei Zikui. She Zikui Lachem Al Yidei Achedim. Kedil El B'Simin Shin Samachov Sif Tes. It doesn't matter. Because he outsmarted himself. Is there any more food Lachem B'Lichol Achedim? Zoch Beiz. The Zoch Gam Lachem Rotsu Loimar. Bechlau Kol B'Nei Chotzer. V'Loi Parat Shmo Behed. And he did not specify his name. Why? What's going on here? The hatam. So here the Mishnah tells us the whole Yisrael, this whole halacha. The mistama loykive nelitin lo b'mat naschinam kmo la'achedim ela b'shvil mo shenosam lo. Everyone else, all 1,000 people in the community, free riders. Someone came to buy the bread, the box of matzah for the whole community, for the entire community. Fine, everyone's gonna ride on his coattails. Someone's gonna pick it up. But this guy. There's one guy that wanted to pay, so he gave money. He's not getting it for free. He gave money. So for him, he'll become a real owner. But umos einon konos. But money, you give money. Money is not a kinyan. You have to meshicha. There is no meshicha. The nimsa she'ein lo chelik be'erif. Nishtahi nishtaher. He's not part of the gift, because he don't want to be part of the gift. Only way he can buy in is with money, but money doesn't work, so he's out. So it's not a kosher erev.
So there's no possibility that, let's say you have a knowledgeable rov.
Yeah.
When he's been mazak and he finds out about this guy.
Then it's good. Then he can say, this guy is. Yes, you have to explicitly say if you know the halacha, if you know of this problem, and you go out of your way to say, I know he paid money, but I don't. It's not because he has the money, because the money didn't accomplish anything. I wanted to give him as a gift. Then it works. Then it works.
And you but can do it even without the guy's
yes, interest. Yes, that's what we learned in the lesson. Absolutely. Zochen l'adam shabafanav. You can be zoicha even without his knowledge. Unless he goes and he screams, I don't want a partner at all. That's a different story. But here he doesn't say I don't want a partner. He wanted to become a partner by giving money. Little did he realize giving money is not to his advantage. It's going to ruin it because the kavanas are going to be messed up.
He made a kinyan and they gave, actually made
If he did Mashiach, yes. If he did Mashiach, yes. If he made him Kenya Mashiach, then it's good. Absolutely correct. Here, look how we're going to a case where he didn't even bake the bread yet. The bread hasn't even baked. He's just giving money in advance. Or even if the bread was baked, he didn't make a Kenyan. Then he's not part of it.
If he comes back and makes a Mashiach,
yeah.
How
it's good
then. Baker then turn around and give to the baker, to the second guy,
to the other people. He only gave his portion. Because this bread is going to become a joint ownership by many people. So I'm giving a dollar to have a chelik in the bread. Other people also can buy into the bread. You also can buy in.
But if he makes a, let's say the guy who came gave the money to the baker, comes back, makes the machine, picks up the whole bread.
Yeah.
Now, guy number two is representing the rest of the
Yes.
He could also make
a
separate.
Well, there has to be bread. Well, if this is going to be for the Eruv Chatzeros, then the understanding is when I give a dollar and I own part of it, I don't own the entire thing. I'm not limiting my ownership to myself to prevent other people from buying into the bread. Otherwise, that defeats the entire purpose of the Eruv. If he would say, no, this is my bread, no, it's Gezel. No one has Rishus to use, but then you're right. If I buy the bread and I say no one else has a right to touch the bread,
Then you got a problem.
He's giving the money for the Eruv.
A little portion of the
right. So he's ruining it. Now let's go further in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Avalim Omarle, it's a matter of nuance of expression. Avalim Omarle, let's say the buyer says, Omarle Orevli. He doesn't say the word Zecheli. Okay, the case of the Mechaber, you look in the first line of the Mechaber, the word he said was Zecheli. When he speaks to the baker, he says, I'm giving you money, he has cash. But it doesn't say zichei. Zichei means I want to become an owner. He says, orevli, I want to be included in this eruv. Or he says, kino, or he says, orevli, then, period, then, kona eruv. Because just difference of expression, you can imagine, just one word makes the whole difference. I don't want to become giving me the money is going to make me an owner. That's problematic. I want to be a partner. I want to be a participant in the Eruv. Oh, to be an Eruv, you have to be in the Kahalacha. So one person acquires it on behalf of the entire community, then it's okay. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Orivli, gam bekan marish, zichlo hanachtem bechlal imachem, chmo lemala, v'atam t'hocha mahani. The reason why this case is better, when you say the word orivli instead of the word zicheli, mishum dekev into amar orivli, harei asoho sholiach, l'orivlo b'ofen sheyoil, I'm making you an agent that you should do it in a way that's going to work. V'havi ki'ilu amar lo behed yishay zakaloi b'manaschinam, chmo lachem, as if you explicitly told the baker, I want to be part of the gift. I'm giving you a tip. You give someone a tip just because you give someone money doesn't mean you own them. You give them a tip. And I want to be a partner in this Eruv. Okay, Dalit. Let's go further in the Mechaber. The third line from the top. Then he goes further. Even if you go and you say the word Zeche, the bad word, which is problematic, in Nos and like Kli B'Toras Kinyan, like you make a Kinyan, right? You pick up a handkerchief. You pick up a handkerchief, or you pick up a pen. You sell mechiras chametz, or by a wedding, you make some type of kinyan. Sheyikne loy ba, and by making this kinyan, I want to become an owner in the bread. Just giving money, you give money, nonsense. Mohos and enkonos, but chalipin or kinyan sudur. Kinyan sudur is not necessarily kinyan chalipin. It's a whole shayla. What is kinyan chalipin? But if he makes, who gives the, when you chalipin, you exchange. Who gives the exchange normally is you give me this, I give you that. That's not necessarily the way chalipin works. You give both. But whatever the case is, you do make a formal kinyan by picking up an object and by picking this up. This should be the way I become an owner in the bread. Then it's going to be okay. If you not like kli b'taras kinyan sheyiklo bo kona eruv v'cheinim zichlo hanachtem al yidei acher, or if the nachtom at the time when he gives him the money. Okay, when he gives him the money, the baker makes the kinyan that now you should become an owner in this bread. He actually explicitly makes him a real owner through another person. Or another similar case. You give the money to the baker. And the baker says, I'm sorry, I'm closed to business today, but I'll take care of it. And the baker goes to the competition and he buys a loaf of bread. You know, when you give someone money, the person takes the money and he goes and he buys a loaf of bread. So if you use your money to buy a loaf of bread, obviously you're the owner because the bread has been, there was a mashicha. In other words, these are just types of kinyanim that have been made. Then you do become an owner in the bread. Everything works. Let's say you give a ma to the Baal HaBayis for amala zecheli be'erev v'kona erev. Another example. Let's say you give the money not to the baker. You give the money to the sponsor. There's a community of 1,000 people. is one person that is always the sponsor. He goes into the store and he buys the box of matzah. So until now, we've been dealing with the case where you go to the baker, the one who bakes the matzah, and I give, here's a coin, I want to be a partner in the erev. That's problematic. Unless there is a formal kinyan in some shape or form where the baker makes a kinyan, either acher, where he takes your money and he buys the ingredients, or he buys a loaf of bread, or whatever the case is. But let's say a different case. Instead of giving the money to the baker, you give the money to the person who's going to buy the loaf of bread. Here, you're going to buy the box of matzah for the entire community. How much does it cost? $10? So let me contribute a dollar. So then, of course, it's going to be good. Let's say you give the money to the Balabayis. The reason why it works here, where you give the money to the Balabayis, it's not the derech of the Balabayis to sell his own. It's not the derech of the balabayis. The ain derech balabayis to sell his own. When you give money to the balabayis, he's not selling the bread to you. The only one who sells bread is a baker. A balabayis doesn't sell bread. Even if the balabayis has the bread, a regular person has in his house a loaf of bread. He's going to use this loaf, but in the case even more, it's just the case. The person already has the box of matzah. He bought the box of matzah. He's ready to be mezakeh this box of matzah on behalf of the entire community. He has invited a guest to come and to pick it up to do zechiyah. Before the guest arrives to do zechiyah, I walk in one of the residents and I say, listen, how much do you pay for the box of matzah? You paid $10, let me contribute, here's a dollar. So now, why don't we say the same exact problem? Since I've given you a dollar, so that means I want to have a little bit of ownership in the box of matzah. Now when Levi walks in to do zechiyah, so the balabayis has a two kavanas. For the whole community of 1,000 people, they're free riders. They're going to get for free. But this guy who just came to me 5 minutes ago and gave me a dollar to contribute to the cost of the box of matzah, he will become a real owner. He's not a free rider. He gave me a dollar. So you have the same exact problem. For him, I wanted to become an owner. He never made meshicha. He only gave kesef. Kesef doesn't work, so he's really out in the street. And he was not included in the kavana to receive it as a gift like everyone else. So why don't we say the exact same problem? The answer is because he's not in the business of selling bread. The baker is in the business of selling bread. So when you give a dollar to a baker, his kavanah is you own the bread, and everyone else was going to get this bread as a gift. But a balabayis doesn't sell bread. He works in other parnasa. So when he receives a dollar, his kavanah is, okay, it's a tip. You give me a nice tip, but when I go and I give it to the third party, it's a matana. Even for you, it's a matana. It's a different mindset. It's a fascinating insight to how people think. All depends on what your business is. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The atam de mahani hach lefi she'ein derech balabayis limkar mishlo l'das she'yikne lo b'mosav amalo. And the kavan obviously was, I'm giving you, and what the kavan was not, that he should buy the bread. And even though you said the word zecheli to the balabayis, it's as if you said the word orivli. Therefore, it's fine, it's going to work, because again, it's not your mindset that you're becoming an owner. I realize that I'm not in the business of selling bread. Okay, now before we conclude, I want to say there's a very interesting dirshu on the side, fascinating, interesting. Look at number three, on the right side. Umbohus einon koinos. Money does not work. Number three on the right side. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. Person goes to the store and he gives money, kiddush, to buy yayin, wine for kiddush. Cause a shulchan aruch mechesha mishpat. Okay, this is a chesha mishpat tzuri. It's all same. You see, honestly, mos kindness meshicha sheyochel leknoise b'mos kevon shulutzarch mitzvahim midu chalchamim devrayim al din Torah. Don't make meshicha. I want to buy, the wine was already the wine. I never made Mashiach on the Yayin. How does that work exactly? Okay, I'm not exactly sure. You have to look at the details. But you have wine. Okay, I'm a little confused. But you have wine. And you never made a kinyan on the wine. The only way you have acquired the wine was by giving money. The wine was already in my house, or the wine's already on the table. It's not mine. I'm in a restaurant for Shabbos. The wine's on the table. I never made a kinyan. I need to make Kiddush. And I gave you money. I gave you, whatever the case, I gave money, a hecha timsa, whatever the details work out. I never made a formal kinyan mashicha on the yayin.
The way delivered the wine.
But delivering
so
the wine.
No mashicha.
But it comes into your shus, the chotzer. Okay, I'm not sure. I didn't think about this. Okay, whatever the case, I'm sure we'll look it up. We'll find the hecha timsa very easily. Whatever the case is, there was only a kinyan mos. I gave money for the yayin. I never made a kinyan mashicha. When it comes to kiddush, you know, it's gezel. You have to use your own wine. You make kiddush shvardi. What?
That's if
I'm being moitzi. That's if I have kavan, it's mine, and I'm being moitzi you.
What's what kiddush? Is that yours?
No, you're a guest. You're a guest, and a reach. That's a different story. You're a guest. You're invited. It's the understanding of al-bayis. You come to my suit. I'm giving it to you. You're under me. Here we have a situation where no one is being moitzi you. You're using the yayin to kiddush. It's a mizvah about there. It's gezel. I'm making kiddush with yayin. I never acquired it. I gave money. Money is kinyan kesef. We're going to the hechatim to wear the kinyan kesef. Kesef is not a kinyan. So Zayin Shulchan, guess what? Since this whole halacha of nishvi dechabeli is only din rabbanon, when it comes to kiddush, mitzvah kizochor is yamashavos lekadisha. It's such an important mitzvah. Chazal enacted the way you mekadish as yayin. They were lenient. They let it fall back on the din daraisa. You can acquire the yayin for kiddush with kinyan kesef. You don't need to come on to kinyan mashicha. Unbelievable. Amadallah and chayshe mishpah. Let's see. So the was going to be the kasha. So why is eruvei chatzeros any different, right? So here we go. So shiocha liknas be a mozik even shul mitzvah mitzvah him idu chal maldi remal din torah ulefi ze hikshe hamogil avram. Shreigam eruv chatzeros hu mitzvah umadua ayev shul liknas tapas bimos. The tirits had toisefer Shabbos she eruv chatzeros ain a mitzvah mamish. Unbelievable. It's not a mitzvah. What does that mean? It's not a mitzvah mamish. You make a bracha. No. What's going on here? It's not a mitzvah mamish. That's what he says. Ela zihirus ba'omol hinotzel meisuri Shabbos. Unbelievable. Didn't we learn the Chassam Sofer? We learned the Chassam Sofer. It's a mitzvah to mahader, to make an erev in a community, to make sure people are not nichshol. The Chassam Sofer learned an erev is serious business. You have an obligation. A rav has an obligation in his community where it's possible to make sure there's an erev. It's a very complicated thing to make an erev in these communities. It costs a lot of money, a lot of achrayus to check it and contractors and so on and so forth.
The other brings this by Esri.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
You have to make the kinyan. It's not good, right? Right. So here he says it's not a mitzvah. Zehiris ba'omah, the not so mitzvah Shabbos. That's one answer. So that's why Chazal were not so generous. You have to make real mashicha. What? Okay, however you want to finesse it, but that's it. Another answer. Kasar carbon is sanel. Shiyesh lechalik ben din kiddush al hayayin shesamchu chazal al posuk. It's more of a deraisa. Zochor es yom haShabbos lekadosh shlechein mitzvah shlechein mitzvahs hazichir al hayayin nechsheves kein deraisa. Fascinating. When you make kiddush Friday night, you would think, oh, so it's a derabanan. You making kiddush is deraisa. You davening ma'ariv, saying ato kiddush, this is din deraisa. Even saying good Shabbos, according to some holds, you already on mekadesh Shabbos. Yayin nu, so you have yayin. This takanas chazan. It's not new, but it's a chazan. No, being that the din of kiddush is a deraisa, when you make it on the yayin, it's upgrades, a different type of deraban. It's a kein deraisa. Fascinating. And meila, what's the afkamina lahalacha? They were so generous, they let you acquire the yayin with mos. You don't even need to come on to the Rabban of Mashicha. It's a pure Rabban. Mainly have to do Mashicha. Here's another answer. He says that you don't have to be, there's other solutions. Just don't say Zecheli. Say the word orively. Okay, so this is not so good. This is the answer. Loiratzu chachamim la'akar din Torah b'chinam. They don't want to be oikar the din Torah b'chinam. And they were machmir in this case that you have to do kinyan mashiach, or you just can't do kinyan kesel. Okay, so that's very fascinating. Little dirshu supplement to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so up to Shin Aleph, Mishnah Shem, we'll resume on Monday with Simin Shin Ayin. So I'll take a 2-minute break.